بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this is really a clarification for the social media or anti-social media posts, podcast that you've been hearing for the last 3 days. And may Allah bless my brother and good friend Sheikh Taimur for suggesting this. I want to clarify because I don't want us to get necessarily mixed up with these things. When I say social media, I'm not saying this is the definition of social media as per Webster's dictionary or something. My definition of social media is primarily Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, those kind of things. The purpose behind it is using of technology in ways which are wasters of time and which distract us from doing something useful. Also, these are ways in which we expose things about ourselves which really should remain private, where we put in a public space things that really don't concern other people, and where we use this space and we fool ourselves that somehow we are therefore more popular and we have more friends and so on and so forth. Now, obviously, even though I have been raving and ranting against WhatsApp, and the reason for that is because of the number of useless things that get forwarded. But if you take things like WhatsApp, Signal, Telegram, these are just, meaning the messaging, the messenger apps, these are just ways of communicating. I mean, it's just another form of a text message. With some more bells and whistles added to it. So, you know, if you, for example, share photographs, if you, and then, of course, again, we maintain the propriety of it, meaning that you share a photograph in the general space where it is supposed to be and not vice versa. But if you do that, if you want quick responses, nowadays actually even text messages allow all this, but it's easier. For example, WhatsApp or any of these messenger apps, they are very good for collaborative groups. So, for example, if there are people working on a project, then having all those people in a group where one message which needs to go to all of them, just by sending one message, you are accessing all of them instead of having to send individual messages. You know, I mean, you know the stuff. I mean, I don't have to explain this. All of this is fine. I mean, there's no problem with the use of technology for these things. But just forwarding useless stuff, conspiracy theories, drink lime juice to cure COVID and all that kind of stuff. Whether you use WhatsApp to do it or you use a text message to do it or you write a letter by hand on handcrafted paper, it's equally useless and equally worthless. So that is what I mean. Now, Facebook, of course, I mean, Facebook has got to the point where I don't think I even need to say anything anymore. Anybody who understands what Facebook is, understands that technology, understands, the real purpose behind things like Facebook, I don't think you need me to convince you, right? And if you are still not convinced, then that's your choice. I mean, please go ahead. The purpose of things like Facebook is really social engineering. It is really getting you to Facebook has got into tampering with our democratic principles of principles which we like to talk about so much, right? So there's a whole bunch of, we have evidence to say that how they have tried to influence and successfully influenced people to vote in a certain way. And usually it is to vote in favor of fascist regimes and to the detriment of people, how they have done things to basically, I mean, you know, influence in a negative fashion. I think we have, there is enough and more evidence. I mean, anybody who's interested can find it, find this evidence in the public space, right? We've had congressional hearings about that and so on. So it's something which is, it's well known. Same thing with Instagram in the sense that you have people sharing images and photographs on Instagram, which really have no business being shared. I mean, you know, if you look at those things, by all means, share them with your family. Share those photographs with people who have a right to see them, and do that in different ways. But when it goes on to something like Instagram, it goes into the public space. It goes into a space where you really have no control over it. Somebody else has access to all that, and that's detrimental. I mean, the point I'm trying to do, trying to say, is that this is bad for you. If you still want to do it? It's up to you. You know, it's a free country, and then we will all answer for what we do. As far as what is wasting of time and what is not wasting of time, I'm sure you have the ability to understand that and decide it for yourself. Because one has to take the view that, for example, you might say, well, you know, Jeff, if I share if I share a story, if I talk to my family, if I say, share some photographs with my family, with my close friends, is it a waste of time? Well, I mean, it's up to you how you want to interpret that. I don't think it's a waste of time. I think it's important. And it's something good to do. But if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I'm talking about the general use. I remember I there's this wonderful Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. And it'll give you an idea of what kind of monster has been created in the name of social media. Second thing is, those of you who didn't remember, who have forgotten, if you remember the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which involved Facebook, you know, up to its neck, you want to be part of that? It's up to you, right? It's up to you. But that's what I've been trying to warn anyone who is interested in listening to that warning about. And finally, my article called What's Up with WhatsApp. I'm going to ask Amer to include that with this podcast. Do read it. I've written in great detail about all of these things. Please take a look. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to that which is beneficial for you and away from that which is not beneficial. As I said right in the beginning, I'm trying to define what I mean by social media, but really, you don't need my definition. Ask yourself, ask your own heart. Do you think this is something that you want to be involved in and you want to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? That's the call. It's up to you. If you think that's what you would like to do, go ahead. It's your life. And you will answer for it. I won't answer for your life and you won't answer for mine. So do think about this. Definitely give it a thought because it deserves that thought. It deserves that thought. Jazakallah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.